indicates they've had a pretty hectic day down there. The latest estimates are 24 Americans wounded, one seriously, the others not seriously. They have moved their lines in two places with the approval of the OAS and, of course, General Alvin. They have moved out onto the high ground near the power plant, which gives them a much more defensible position there. And they have extended their line near the center of the line of communications. They were attacked by a variety of weapons during the day, small arms, machine guns, mortars, and they believe there were two or three tank rounds fired as well.
Well, why in the living hell don't they put that out to the correspondents down there instead of the reporters coming in that we don't know who started the fighting and indicating that we might have?
Mr. President, they fired for 45 minutes, according to General Palmer, before we returned the shot.
I know it, but it never gets on the wire, and I don't know why our people don't... I'd put a goddamn publicity man with that general and let him broadcast it on station or something. I'd get it out. We just get clobbered on the publicity. I've been looking at it all afternoon here, and it never does say that they started it. You see what I mean? So I sure well, think we ought to insist that they make a study of what the hell they need to do to get the truth out.
Right.
And Palmer ought to do it, and Bennett ought to do it, and somebody, they ought to get together, and when this damn thing starts, they ought to say they fired on us 5 minutes before we started, or 45 minutes, and here's what's happening. Let them know it. Let them go see it if they can, because this thing's really being tried in the public, and we don't get the right kind of stuff out. Well, now, what, did we kill a bunch of them?
The estimates are about 15, Mr. President. I don't know how hard that is, but that's the figure that they had.
Wonder how they tell when one's killed, when he goes down?
Yes, and from reports that come out of the rebel part of the town, so it's not very hard. Now, they put out a story on the other side down there today, the rebel side, that... apparently that the American Navy had been firing as well. At least they put that out to the Venezuelans, as I understand it. But of course, there's no proof to it at all. I'll get back on the phone with them and talk to them about this problem and really getting it handled better for the future.
I sure do. I think Alvim ought to make a statement on what happened. I think if Mora's down there, he ought to make a statement on what happened. They ought to tell him that Bosch is calling around to everybody up here. He's calling the White House, and he's saying we're going to invade tonight. But the Navy, that your man, what's his name, Embert's going to invade, and he just raised hell calling different people around here. He called Schlesinger today. Had a long talk, Schlesinger. Schlesinger's calling up excited. So I think that, what do they think caused this?
They think that the movement is fragmenting down there and that the 14th of June group and the hardcore people are coming increasingly to the fore. There are also, as there have been indications in the cables, more movement by the more moderate rebels to try and disassociate themselves. Apparently there have been a number of approaches to various embassies seeking asylum. And it looks like that group is beginning to split more and more apart. So it's dividing into a really hardcore group and a more moderate group. They think it's the fact that the hardcore group is coming to the surface and taking increasing control of the city.
Anything else?
No, sir.
Much obliged, sir.
Right, sir.